I'm going to have Josh come up and introduce his friend from Sweden who's going to share just a few things, whatever is on your heart to do. I trust Josh, therefore I trust you. And we all trust the Holy Ghost. So if you're off track, we'll just start booing and then you can... No. So I'll give this over to Josh and then when he's done, we'll go from there.
He had given me a hint of his message because he's going to draft some of my kids for volunteers and guinea pigs later. So I said, you know what, it fit in. He's been encouraging me. This is the brother that we prayed about who was in a Siberian prison for, 10 days? And this is Perola, and he's been translating. He says P.U. because they say O differently, but a lot of Americans have problems saying P.U. to someone. And so I say, well, you can call him P.O. or you can call him, I don't know, maybe my kids call him Uncle Poe. I don't know what they're going to... Perola's nice. Yeah, it works. Yeah. So he's been traveling, and he shared a story that took place in Georgia, and on sharing the Hillary's message on the body being who they are and behaving like Christ and just doing the works of Jesus, I said, will you share the story from that happened in the Republic of Georgia? So I welcome him to do that now.
Thank you. Thank you. It's an honor for me to be here, standing up here. I've heard about this church for so many years because Josh and I, we went together like 20 years ago when we studied together here in Minneapolis. And thank you for praying for me while I was in prison in Russia. That's good. The Lord is good. Yeah. We could see people being healed there in that very prison amongst the Muslims. Because when we go, the Holy Spirit goes. And the power of God goes with us. And the devil can't stop us wherever he puts us. We still are there. Proclaiming the message, even if Mr. Putin is on the TV every evening, we still can proclaim the message. Isn't that good?
Yeah.
Amen. That's how it is. But that's not what I'm going to talk to you about. Hillary had a message that is so spot on what I want to say to you today. So I'm happy for that. Lately, over the last years, I have had the privilege to travel around, leading groups with mostly young people, going on the streets to evangelize. And we have done it a lot in the Caucasus area in the former Soviet Union. And I will tell you about when we went to this Republic of Georgia, who was a part of Soviet Union before. It's a real pearl in Caucasus. So if you ever have the chance to go there, go there. It's so beautiful. It's quite cheap also for us Westerners. So do that. And I will tell you that we went to their beach resort. It's called Batumi. It's just very close to the border of Turkey. It's on the coast of the Black Sea. So that's where, if you were a good, faithful worker in the Soviet Union, you could have a week of vacation there if you were really good. So that's how it is. It has palm trees. It's beautiful. And now it's very poor, and it's about 30% Muslims living there nowadays that has moved in from Turkey. So we went there with about 40, 45 young people from 5 different countries. Some of them came from the States, from the Russian-speaking Pentecostal churches here, who helped us to translate there. So we went there to spread the gospel. And I've seen, when I've been out in the streets, it can be quite hard, actually, to reach people with the gospel. If I come up to you and I say to you, can I talk to you about Jesus? Most of them said no. Because that's the way it is. So I've seen that if you instead come and you ask people if they have any problems. And my special thing is when I come, I would come like, if I come to Kevin, I say, sorry, I have a little bit a strange question to you, but do you have any pain or illness or something? And some of them say, yes. And then I ask, would you mind if we could pray about that? And often they say yes. And you do. And most of the time, actually, God heals them. Especially if they are Muslim, he definitely heals them. When it comes to praying for Muslim for healing, I do have faith. Because it always happens. That's how much God loves those people. That's awesome. He loves them so much. And they get healed. And that's, like in England, we would say, they're gobsmacked. They're so gobsmacked. What happened? That's because Jesus loves you. Yeah. Because their God doesn't love them. Because they can't trust their Allah. Because they never know what he wants.
Yeah.
But we come. But we can't tell them that God loves you. But if we pray for them and they get healed, that they suddenly got, what happened? Yeah. And then they're open to receive, to start to receive. Mm-hmm. And that's what we did in this Georgia, in Batumi. So one Tuesday morning, I went out with a little group. We were many groups divided all over the city to go out to pray for people and give out this Chidonite Bibles. And one Tuesday morning, I, together with a group, was going to go walk on the beach walk with people. And in Georgia, we were not really sure, are we allowed to do this or not? And the Georgian pastors, they couldn't really tell us either if it was okay or not to do this. But we went out, and then one of the Georgian pastors who was in this group told me, we should go and tell the security officer over there what we are doing. And I said, I know, I don't think we should tell the security officer what we are doing there. But he didn't listen to me, so he went and got this young guy and took him down to me and said, now tell him what we are doing. And I thought, isn't it actually better that you do it because you know the language? But it wasn't helpful to me. So I had to try to explain for this man or young guy. And I said to him, we are here to talk about Jesus and how much he loves you. And he said, well, I am a Muslim. Oh, I said, I'm well trained in this. So I said, well, but in the Quran, it talks a lot about Jesus also. And he said, I never read the Quran. And I thought, this was a bit tricky. So then I told him, well, perhaps you have some pain or something that I can pray for. And he said, yes. Some days ago, they just operated out the tonsils. Is that what you call them? Mm-hmm. So I have such a problem to swallow now. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, let's pray for that so you get healed. And I prayed for him, or morphed on, and I put my hands on him and prayed. And he said, do you feel any difference? A little bit, he said. Well, let's pray again. So we prayed again. And he said, well, it's all gone. It's all gone now, he said. Wow, he said, I have to call the police and tell them about this. And I thought, no, you don't have to call the police to tell them about this. I don't really want that. But he didn't care about that either. So he called his friend the police. And he came also to this beach. And then they said, now tell him what we are doing here. So I started again then to tell him, but we are here to talk about the love of Jesus, that he loves you so much. And he was not very impressed, this 65-year-old police officer, with that. So then I thought, well, let's do it again. So, but perhaps you have some pain or illness. Yes, I was born with a kidney failure, he said. Well, let's pray then, so you get healed. And then my dear, lovely translator, Olga, from Russia, she didn't have as much faith, so she was almost angry with me for saying that. But what could she do? So I put my hands wherever I thought the kidneys are. I don't really know. But I put them there anyway. And I started to pray. I said, do you feel any difference? Yes, a little, he said. Well, let's pray again because Jesus wants to make everything perfect. I said, so let's keep on. So I prayed again for him. He said, oh, it's starting to burn here, he said. It's starting to burn. Yes, it is because Jesus heals you, I said. And then I said, do you know that Jesus died for you? Do you know that Jesus knows everything that has happened in your life? He has been with you through your whole childhood. He knows what is going on in your life. And he wants to bless you. He wants to love you. He wants to take care of you. And this old, well, it's old. They look a bit older than we do when we are 65, to be honest. But he started almost to cry. And then he said, my chief police has to hear about this. Then I got really worried. But at least he called them. And this police chief of the police came together with another younger police there on the motorcycles. So there I stood with four police officers and the security guard in the middle of this beach walk down at Batumi. And then my other friend, who was also one of the leaders of the group, came and he saw me standing in the middle of with four policemen So he was sure, now they're going to arrest him. So he went away, started to pray for me to be relieved. Released. He was so worried, he didn't want to come close to me even. Such a friend, huh? So he was praying for me that they would let me go. So when I came there to this, and this police man officer came forward to me, I didn't have to say anything. Because the young Muslim guy and this older police chief, they came forward and said, he prayed, so I'm now healed in my throat, and I'm healed with my kidneys. And then the police chief said, well, I have such a pain here in my chest. So I said, well, we pray for that. So we prayed, and I never even asked if he was okay, because that didn't seem to important, so I think he was. And then I told my dear Olga, the translator, don't you think it's time for us to tell them about the salvation of Jesus? And we did. And we told them about the salvation and that Jesus died for them and that he has a perfect plan for their lives. And we asked them, do you want to receive them, him? And they said, yes. So we stood in that circle there that Tuesday morning. And we prayed the prayer of salvation for all five of them. And we gave them out these Bibles. And also the American, they had brought all this fancy equipment, like these MP3 players, these memory sticks that you could put into your cell phones. And where they had the whole Jesus Bible in Turkish, in Russian, in Georgian. They had their own testaments. They had the worship music. They had teachings. So we could give it to them. And when we left them, they were still standing there, and the young officer had already put in his memory card in his cell phone and was looking at the Jesus movie. Mm-hmm. That is how great God is, yeah. Isn't it? Yeah. 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 I could tell so much about that, but it is to step out, because
that's right.
Yes. That is what I think is important. I'm sure that is what you're going to share about. Because what do you have to lose? Because we are so afraid of man. Isn't that our problem any time? I'm taking your preaching, too. I'm sorry, sir.
Just keep
down. But I'm so excited. Or as Kenneth Hagin, I preach myself happy today. I don't know about you. Yes.
Amen.
Because I think, what is the worst thing that can happen?
Yeah.
If I go out to the streets here today and I see someone and I come forward to that man and I say, do you want me to pray for you? And I pray and he wouldn't be healed, for example. Say that. Do you think he would be angry for you that you tried to pray for him?
No.
He would be very, very happy that someone cared so much that you did.
Yeah.
So we can never lose.
Yeah.
Once we see them totally healed, or they are very blessed because someone cared about them.
Yeah.
And I think that's so important. We can never lose. And it's not mine. I am not responsible for the healing.
Yes.
It is God who is responsible for his name. And and I don't think that God ever said, oh, Perula, don't go to that man. I can't heal him. I don't think he's ever frightened, because he has the power of everything. He can do anything. Just as you said, Hillary, the healing is always there. No matter what we feel, no matter who it is, no matter what we have done, no matter if you know him, it's still there. Because that's how God is. Long before we know him, he still wants to heal us, to show that he is the mighty one. He is the almighty. And with that, thank you that you...
Glory to God.
Yes. Let me give you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.